If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Sponsored by Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered. Here is Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Good morning, Lou.
Hi, John.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Had a lovely weekend. Celebrating Mother's Day. It was really fun.
Yeah. I think you're lucky to have Mary Beth, but I also think Mary Beth is lucky to have you because you can do so many things. You probably cooked a turkey on the grill and then made a new bathroom for her and then painted her toenails.
I did smoke a brisket overnight for brunch. It was per her request, which I thought was kind of funny. But it was delicious, and everybody enjoyed it. So that was very fun.
What's the Lou to do topic for us today? What should we, Lou? Aren't you doing, or didn't I see a post from you on Instagram or somewhere like great gadgets and things for the backyard or for the outdoors for summer? Did I misinterpret something I saw from you?
Well, we just had our Outdoor Oasis show on WGN on Saturday.
We were
featuring a lot of different outdoor upgrades, including your friend Mike Long from
LightQuest Outdoor Illumination.
Thank you, LightQuest Illumination. Thank you, and some others, you know, to kind of give people ideas on how to get things going. So that was fun. It was I thought very informative for our listeners.
Outdoor Illumination, we love what they did to our place. Any other things? What was it? Was there a grill hack or a patio chair thing you loved from Saturday's show?
We talked about landscaping. We did talk a little bit about grill and grilling. That is kind of exploding. There is a kind of a movement right now to get back into charcoal grilling, and so there's a lot of companies out there that are going back old school and, you know, eliminating the electric, the gas, and just going with the you know, good old-fashioned charcoal or lump charcoal or designer charcoal, which is quite popular right now at a lot of home centers and hardware stores where we're selling all these different blends of woods that people are using for barbecuing.
A friend of mine, when I go to Mr. Croft's house, he'll sometimes cook on his charcoal grill in the backyard. It's an egg, or it's one of those things.
Yeah.
But and they're not like the little Kingsford little round briquettes. They're these chunky pieces.
No.
They look like coal.
Right. It is that movement with the egg, and there's many manufacturers that make those. Kamado is the style of grill. These ceramic grills, very popular. It takes a little tending to, but those that have it love it, and they call them egg spurts. they do a really nice job.
There is
quite the following online. If you Google that, you'll be amazed at the videos and what people are able to accomplish on those things.
All right, so I know you wanted to talk about ants and controlling them around the homes. In fact, between some of the bricks that we have as a patio in our backyard, there's just mounds of anthills all over there, Lou.
Yeah.
Is this the time of year for that?
Yeah, and I've received a lot of calls last couple weekends about that. All the rain, cooler temperatures, warmer temperatures, they're just becoming more and more active. And so the thing that I want people to understand when it comes to ants is it's not just, I'm going to buy this spray and it's going to be fine. It takes a while. I made the point this weekend, it's like the clone army from Star Wars. You may kill a million of them, but there's 10 million more coming.
So
you just have to keep going. And so the combination of sprinkle food bait around the perimeter of your home, traps inside, and then sprays. And the sprays have evolved a little bit. There are some biologicals that are a little more safer to use around pets and children. One such product is called STEM, S-T-E-M, and you can spray that in the kitchen, at the baseboard, around the food for the dogs or the cats. You just got to be careful if you have an older home. I mean, your house would be a perfect example where maybe you've got some gaps in the floorboards and you might know some, or it will be super effective. but it can make the floor slippery. So temporarily, while you allow that product to work, you know, stick a chair or a couple chairs over that area, and then after a few hours, take a damp rag and wipe it away just so no one slips and falls.
Okay. You've got a question for Lou, I can see, too. Here's a question about that product, Wet and Forget, that you tell us about now and again. Somebody wants to repair some broken concrete. Somebody else has a question about glass blocks in the window in the basement. And here's a question about sump pumps. You've got a question for Lou. We'll get to as many as we can after this. Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini's on the line, and you've got questions for him. Lou, you ready to take some of these on?
Yes, sir.
Do you prefer digital sump pump switches versus the mechanical kind with moving parts that always fail after a few years? What about that, Lou? I don't know what that is all about.
I like the mechanical. I understand about the, you know, the failing of it, but the digital, the problem is that the digital stuff all uses chips. And, I mean, while they can be very reliable and so much of what we use today uses chips and whatnot, it's tried and true, and I think that with regular maintenance of a sump pump in places like that, I think it's just a better solution, in my opinion.
Can you ask Lou Manfredini, what should I not skimp on when building a new house? Wow, that's an interesting question.
Wow. Don't skimp on communication. I think that is the number one thing. If you're building a house with an architect and a builder, make sure that everything is clearly defined. Don't skimp on the materials as it pertains to things like electrical and plumbing, the rough stuff. The stuff you don't see is some of the most important things when it comes to the mechanical side of your home. And you want to get the highest quality as you possibly can.
Yeah.
But the communication part of it is the most important. I hear from people all the time where there's misunderstandings, there's assumptions, and then everybody's pointing fingers. And just make sure everybody understands their jobs and you're part of the process start to finish.
But I wonder if they were also thinking like windows or doors. Like, you can get hollow doors or you can get the solid wood doors in the interior of your home that are more expensive but just add so much quality to living, if you can imagine that. I don't know. Something along those lines.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, there's so much of it. But, you know, if you want to, your point about the hollow doors versus the solid doors,
yeah,
that one is a 100% yes, is that you do not want hollow core doors. They feel cheap. They sound cheap. They aren't going to last. And now with the advent of MDF, medium density fiberboard, there are these solid doors that are affordable, but have more weight and meat to it when you open and close the door. And I'm telling you, if you walk through a house right now and you knock on the door, you'll know when it's hollow and you'll know when it's solid. And that's one of those tactile things that really makes a difference in how a home feels with the overall quality. So that's a very good point.
Hey, Lou, how do I keep squirrels from chewing on my Amish outdoor furniture?
You need to retrain them, and you need to make their life miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And what you can do is they're creatures of habit, and once you solve this problem, they won't come back. There is a motion sensing sprinkler I've spoken about with you before called Spray Away. It's about $60. Set it up on a garden hose, point it towards your furniture. When the squirrels come there, it's going to spray them. They're not going to like it. They're going to come back. They're going to get sprayed again. And then after the third or fourth time, they'll go somewhere else. Just remember when you go to sit on the furniture that there's a motion sensing sprinkler there.
Hey, Lou Manfredini, it's Spray Away is that product, that sprinkler. What is the product Lou recommends to repair broken concrete?
If it's broken concrete in the sense of, well, there's two. If it's a chunk of it that you need to kind of patch, there's a product called Tintcrete, T-I-N-T, Crete, which is a patch that you use a steel trowel to patch it. If there are cracks in the concrete, there is a cementitious caulking that has an aggregate in it called slab, S-L-A-B, and it does a really, really nice job.
One more. John, can you ask Lou Manfredini, how do I get wet and forget high up onto my gable roof if my regular hose won't spray it up that high?
Well, they do make one called Wet and Forget Max that is a bottle that you can connect to your garden hose, and it claims to spray up to 30 feet. So you may need to get up on a stepladder if you're higher than that, but it does spray to 30 feet. And, you know, the thing with Wet and Forget, make sure that you're wetting down any of the vegetation around the home prior to spraying it. Then once you spray the cleaner on the home, wet down all the, you know, the landscaping around it as well, because it will kill the landscaping if you're not careful.
Got it. More good advice from Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Okay, my friend, we always enjoy you Saturday morning starting at 6, and we appreciate you coming on Mondays too, Lou.
Thanks, John.
That's Lou Manfredini. You'll hear him Saturday morning right here on WGN.